It is the radio segment that also goes by the name Pleasure Town.
Oh.
Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Cottonwood, Arizona. A 32-year-old guy named Alberto Lopez worked at a Bank of America branch a few years ago, but when he quit, his bosses suspected that he'd stolen $5,000.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
The bank officials filed a police report and cops tried to track him down, but he kept missing appointments and ducking their calls, probably because he's innocent, you know?
Yeah, right? That's usually what innocent people do.
They put out a warrant for his arrest, but he managed to keep avoiding them. That is, until 2 years later, when Alberto was job hunting, and he applied for a dispatcher job at the police department.
Gonna do a background check for something like that because it's kind of affordable for them to do.
They don't forget that stuff.
Yeah.
When the cops were running a background check on their candidates, they found his warrant, so they scheduled another interview for him last week, and when he showed up, they arrested him.
Go!
Oh, great. I thought he robbed the bank for $5,000. Couldn't he just, you know, move to a foreign country and live the rest of his life on his riches?
Yep. In their press release about his arrest, they also made sure to mention that he's, quote, out of the running for the job. So, job's still open if anybody wants it.
Cool.
This next laser story is out of China. A 33-year-old man named Chen Li recently ordered an alarm clock from an online store, and it showed up 4 days later than they said it would.
Okay.
So Chen left a nasty review on their website complaining about how long it took to ship the item. And the guy who owns the company saw the post and was so incensed by it that he drove more than 500 miles to attack Chen.
Oh my God, I thought he was going to write a review back or something.
Someone is taking that really personally.
Whoa.
Chen had no idea it was coming, but the security video, you can see the man slapping and kicking him yelling about the alarm clock review.
How dare you?
Police were called and the attacker got out of there. No word on what kind of charges he'll be facing. In the end, Chen ended up with a concussion and says he'll be more careful about leaving online reviews in the future.
Yeah, but you know, it says made in China. They're serious.
Are some people who have gotten bad reviews with their company are thinking, maybe I should try that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're all going to start doing it now because they're like, people will think twice now?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to beat down everybody who leaves a bad Yelp review or whatever. This next is a story out of Canada. It doesn't make any sense, but there's a hotel in Quebec City, Montreal, in Canada, that is made completely out of ice.
Cool. Whoa.
And it had to be evacuated on Tuesday. The reason why? Because of a fire.
How is that even possible?
Apparently, it started when a candle fell on somebody's sleeping bag.
Oh.
And fortunately, the fire didn't spread too much before help arrived. You know,
because it's probably not going to be super fast moving.
Yeah. A few people were hospitalized from smoke inhalation, though. Most were just confused about what happened. Afterwards, the manager said the hotel did sustain some damage, but not because the fire burned anything, just some of the ice walls in the lobby melted a little
bit. Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you think they have ice fire extinguishers, too?
Like, well, I wonder what kind of fire insurance a hotel like that would have to carry.
Probably not very much.
I would think more flood insurance would be the problem.
Totally.
This next is a story is out of Russia. A 31-year-old Russian man named Boris Zakharov was drunk the other night, and unfortunately for him, after many drinks, he ran out of liquor.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's the worst.
I know.
Just go to bed, man. Just go to bed.
So, in a snowstorm, Boris got on all his heavy clothes and trudged his way to the closest liquor store.
Oh, man.
But he was disappointed to find out that that was closed.
Oh, no.
But that didn't stop Boris from achieving his goal. So he did some quick thinking and made his way over to a nearby army training center.
What?
And stole a tank.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's the easiest vehicle to steal?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
I guess. Boris then drove the tank back to the liquor store and slammed into it, knocking out a window and some of the wall.
Oh, my God.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Huh.
After he did that, Boris went inside and he stole exactly one bottle of wine.
Of wine?
Yep. That's it. One bottle of wine.
I don't want to be the one to tell him this, but I think he has a problem.
Well, not really. He stole one bottle. Yes. He knows not to, you know, he's not binging.
A lot of self-control.
He just knew exactly how much he needed. You know, he knew his limits.
Okay.
He opened up the bottle of wine, drank it, and then passed out near the cash register.
Oh.
Boris is now facing several charges and could be in jail for a long, long time.
He woke up, tank? That's not my tank. I didn't drive that here.
How did I get here, and why is there a tank?
Yeah.
This is weird. This next laser story is out of the high-tech world of technology. A company called Myant just released a new line of smart underwear.
Cool.
Okay.
Here's how it works. There are sensors sewn into the underwear and bras that track things like your heart rate, temperature, and hydration levels. And then it can react to your body by automatically interacting with other smart things in your house. Like if you're hot, it will tell your Nest thermostat to lower the temperature.
What?
Or if you're stressed, it could play calming music on Spotify.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's cool until you live with somebody who's like really cold all the time.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, it's 95 degrees in here. Get out of the house.
Or you're hanging out with somebody you think is like a friend at their house and all of a sudden seductive music starts playing.
Yeah.
And the two are just like, hey, wait a second.
Why's your heart rate so high?
Yeah. This smart underwear isn't cheap, though. Four pairs start at $279.
Wow.
And it's hard to imagine smart underwear is on anyone's financial priority list right now, but
yeah.
If it is, good for you. If you're interested, you can pre-order it now at Skin, SKIIN.com. Skin with two eyes.
Yeah.
The underwear will ship this summer, and then you can have some smart underwear.
Sweet.
This next laser story is out of the scientific world of scientific studies.
Oh,
cool world, huh?
Yeah.
According to new research, there's a limit on how much housework women can do before it compromises their health.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say half a room of vacuuming.
It also says men can basically do unlimited chores, and it doesn't make a difference.
God, good news, guys. Congratulations.
It says women who did more than 3 hours of chores a day were up to 25% more likely to have their health compromised. But that much housework didn't seem to have any effect on dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone's going to go home and tell their dude in their life, hey, get to work, man.
Uh-huh.
It's costing me my health.
It might be because the types of chores men tend to do are more active and physical, which boosts their immunity, and they tend to be less repetitive. For example, fixing stuff around the house is more mentally stimulating than doing the dishes every night.
And it's normal, yeah.
And
different.
You only have to do it once a month,
yeah,
instead of multiple times a day. Thanks, guys.
Average woman in the study did 3 hours and 40 minutes of chores a day.
Uh-huh.
So 40 minutes more than what they should be doing.
Okay.
The average guy, only about 12 minutes of chores a day.
Okay.
So he could do more if he had to and still be fine.
That's the problem, though, is like if I left it up to my husband, he just has a different idea of what clean is than
totally.
I do.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like his idea of clean is, so what? There's some stuff growing
right
in the toilet.
Yeah.
Like
see,
it's
the
not
thing
affecting you. You can still use the toilet.
Yeah. The person who wants it has like a very particular way they like things clean, kind of has to clean, because
yeah,
if not, the other person's just going to do it the way they want to do it. So
totally.
Just give up, basically.
Yeah.
And don't do chores, and just be okay with it being messy, and you'll be fine.
Someone will do it.
Everyone will turn into hoarders. Why not?
Somebody who does a lot of work around the house. A lot of work. But it's fun work. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Monday.